USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, who led a delegation of 12 GOP members on a tour of the border in El Paso, Texas, Monday, blamed the influx in border crossings and apprehensions on the Biden administration's immigration policies and decision to stop the construction of the border wall. The Senate has confirmed Deb Haaland, a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe in New Mexico, as President Biden's pick to lead the Department of the Interior. Haaland's confirmation marks the first Native American to be appointed as cabinet secretary in history. Three people were killed and six injured Monday morning when a driver drove into pedestrians near San Diego City College in California. A 71-year-old driver in a Volvo station wagon veered into the sidewalk under a bridge around 9 a.m. San Diego Police Department says the driver stopped and attempted to render aid to the victims. He identified himself to responding officers and was detained on suspicion of driving while impaired. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many of us woke up Christmas morning to the news there was an explosion in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. The FBI has released an update to the event. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The FBI says the man who exploded a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day was suffering from paranoia and was heavily influenced by conspiracy theories. However, they don't believe that Anthony Quinn Warner was motivated by any social or political ideology. In a statement Monday, the FBI said that Warner had acted alone in building and detonating the explosive and that he chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful but minimize the possibility of causing undue injuries. Dozens of businesses were damaged in the blast, but Warner was the only fatality.
Three vehicles in the area were ablaze after the bombing. At least 41 businesses were damaged. One building located across the street from the site of the bombing did collapse. 14 spring training games today in Major League Baseball. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. The last game starts at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
We are a couple of weeks and a couple of days from the start of Major League Baseball's 2021 season. Lucas Giolito has been named the starting pitcher for the Chicago White Sox Baseball Club opening day in Southern California at the Big A.
You know, hopefully we have a great year this year, and the next year I'm going to do everything I can to earn that role again. Again, the work never stops. I'm looking forward to taking the ball on April 1st. Giving it my best possible effort. Hopefully we come away with a win and start the season off right. I've been liking how my slider's been playing for sure. It's been a big focus, is really honing in on the slider, the command, the movement, throwing it against hitters and in counts that, you know, maybe I'd most likely go to another pitch, but, you know, trying it out, seeing how it plays, and the results have been pretty solid with it. And so that's one thing for sure. Another thing is my tempo, my focus in games. I've been very pleased with pitch-to-pitch focus. Keeping the walks down relatively, and going to keep working on that. Putting guys away quicker as opposed to letting in a bat drag out. So yeah, I've been pleased with how it's been going.
Giolito will go against Bundy and the Los Angeles Angels on opening night, Thursday, April 1st at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.